We give Jesus the praise. We give him the glory. God bless you. I welcome you into the Just a Vessel Prayer and Bible Study Live Podcast. To God be all the glory, and all the glory be to God. He's so awesome. God bless you. Hey, Perk. God bless you. I love you in Jesus' name. God bless each and every one of you that's in here on today. We come to war in the presence of God. I know it's a different time in Jesus' name. And the Spirit has led me to come on to pray in the presence of the Lord. And I come to bring you Jesus. I come to pray and to intercede on your behalf as the Lord leads me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We let the presence of the Lord fill this place. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what it looks like right now. I want you to know that the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Whatever you see, I want you to know that it's not what it looked like. In the Spirit, God is working all things together for your good. You may not see it in the natural right now, but you, in the end, will see that God was always for you. The Bible says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. So we come to lift the name of Jesus high. We come to glorify his holy name. We come to magnify him. Hallelujah. He's worthy, and he's worthy to be praised. Somebody give Jesus some praise. In this place, thank you, Lord Jesus. We let him have his way, and we let his will be done. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for the gifts on TikTok. Thank you, people of God. Psalm 31, verse 1 through verse 3. We're going to read this, and then we're going to go into prayer. And it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Hallelujah. So, Father God, eternal God, our heavenly Father, you rule and you reign, O God. You hold all power and all authority. Nothing is impossible for you. That's why we can trust you. That's why we can put our faith in you, O God. Because you're everything that we need. Because you are the one who has the solution to every problem. You are the one who paid the price for us. That stood in the gap. Our high priest, the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. You are the only one, O God, who could have torn the veil so we can walk right through into the presence of our Savior, into the presence of our Father, into the presence of our Creator. We thank you for the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for making a way for us to be saved. Hallelujah. For your word says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but. So we come to war against every demonic spirit that will try to come up against our salvation, that will try to come up against our hope in Christ, that will try to come up against us bearing fruit and being ready for when you come. Rashana na na bahaya, ribabo shoko yodomo shatanda, rishana roshe rushakanda. Rebebe shake yo do 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 do. I war for you in the spirit realm by the power of the Holy Spirit. There no devil in hell shall prevail against you. Hallelujah. Rebebe shoko yo do mo shanda da baha. You shall prevail against every attack. You shall overcome every struggle. You shall conquer every enemy. Hallelujah. The word of God says, because the word of God says, you are more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror through him that loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give your name praise, Lord Jesus. Romans 8 and 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And guess what? He still loves you right now. So that means you're more than a conqueror right now. You shall overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. And you shall testify of the goodness of God when you come out of this thing. You shall testify of how the Lord has given you power to overcome sin and to walk in victory. To overcome your struggles and to walk with power, love, and a sound mind. You shall testify that Jesus is the only way to the Father, the only way out of our situations that we go through in life. It's not the alcohol, it's not the drugs. It's not sexual immorality. But Jesus, you are the way. The way in. And the way out. Hallelujah. You are the answer. So tonight, we're calling on Jesus. We're calling on the one who can save us from the hand of our enemies. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He is with you in this very moment. All you got to do is call on him. David said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Hallelujah. We wait on you, Lord. We wait on you, Lord. No other help we know but the help of Jesus. As you speak Jesus out of your mouth, demons shall tremble. Thank you. Jesus. Jesus. And I speak Jesus over you. I speak Jesus over your family. I speak Jesus over your friends. I speak Jesus over your situation. So everything that's not like God has to fall. It has to go. Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you for your presence, Lord. For you're doing it in them right now. You're working in them right now. You're working through them right now. You're working on their situation right now. You're pulling things together right now. Hallelujah. You're orchestrating some things behind the scenes right now. So we give you praise before we see the blessing. We give you praise before we see the healing. We give you praise before we see the deliverance. Because we believe that it's already worked out. You never fail. You never fail. You never fail. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody give Jesus some praise right there. Send up worship to the Lord. Glorify his holy name. Hallelujah. We praise him on this hour. We praise him in this moment. We give him the glory he deserves. Hallelujah. We give him glory. We honor the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the bright, hallelujah, and morning star, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Just lift your hands in his presence. We surrender to you. Come on. Glorify his holy name. Give him glory. He woke you up. Started you. He's a good God. He knows just what to do. He deserves worship. He deserves to be lifted up. And even in our worship, we are warring in our worship. Because as we let the presence of the Lord arise in this place, the word of God says he will scatter our enemies. As his presence arises, because he inhabits the praises of his people. Psalm 22:3, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. He inhabitest the praises of his people. He dwells in our praise. He lives in our praise to him. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:24, God, I thank you. We worship you. We worship you. For you're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let your presence settle upon them right now, God. That they may be free from everything the enemy tried to put them under. Freedom is your portion. Healing is your portion. Freedom is your portion. Healing is your portion. You are free. I speak over you. You are free. I speak over you. You are free. Hallelujah. We give God the praise for freedom. Now the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. We love you on today. And we glorify you. Thank you for your presence. Fullness of joy in the presence of God. Fullness of joy. Wherever you're at, wherever you may be right now in this very moment, know that Jesus loves you. And that if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Freedom. In the name of Jesus. Because that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Things in heaven and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. The Father, war has went forth on your behalf, and the war has surely been won. Hallelujah. Thank you. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. You won't have to worry about a thing. I plead and apply the blood over you. And as you continue to go forth in the Lord, I speak that he will continue to cover you under his feathers and under his wings. Because his word says that he will. All you got to do is trust him. And continue to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And you shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We plead and apply the blood over you. Over every imperfection. And when the glory of God shall be revealed, it shall be covered under the blood. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. The kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Hallelujah. His kingdom is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Time is running out. I've come to sound the alarm that Jesus is coming soon. No man knows the day nor the hour, only the Father. He's come to sound the alarm today. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. He is soon to come. Lord, we want to be ready for when you come. Oh,
shall be like the days of Noah. Oh. Hallelujah. He shall come like a thief in the night, when we least expect it. He shall come in like a flood. Get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for sounding the alarm, oh God, and letting your people know that you are coming back. You're coming back for the ones who are washed by the blood of the Lamb. The ones who have lost their life for your sake. Who have given up their life and submitted to you and to your will and your way. The ones who are going to be faithful unto the end. No matter what others may think, they will still lift the name of Jesus high. They will still glorify his holy name, no matter what the world is doing around. But they will stay on the straight and narrow path and not waver to the left nor to the right. Jesus is coming back. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, if you say today, Lord, I want to get this thing right with you. Lord, I want to be ready for when you come back. Lord, I want to have a repentant heart. To live a life that's holy and acceptable in your sight. A life that's pleasing unto you. If you say today that that is what you want, it's in his presence where you get it. It's available for the taking. Just lift your hands and receive. So I decree and declare over you that you shall be ready when the Lord comes. As you repent and turn away from your sins and turn to God for help, as you submit to him daily, as you continue to die to self, I decree and declare you shall be ready when the Lord comes. Because he is for you. He is for you. And he loves you. He wants you to be ready. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord has come to sound the alarm tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's come to sound the alarm. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Presence is so strong. I thank you for your presence, Lord. It's a privilege to be in your presence.
It's a privilege. I don't take it lightly. If you love the Lord today, let him know that you love him. Because some things have been spoken over your life on tonight, and I want you to grab a hold to it. And don't let it go. So grab a hold to it. Because it's not in vain. But the praise of the righteous availeth much. Jesus' name, pray. Receive it, receive it. Claim it, claim it. For a word from heaven has been spoken in this podcast today. Thank you. So I thank the Lord. He is the one who's able to keep us from falling, to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. I ask you to cover us under your precious blood as you allow us to rest in your presence and as you allow us to go through the days ahead. Keeping our eyes fixed on you at every moment. Because we want to be ready for when you come for us, oh God. This is in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Give Jesus the praise. Give him glory. He's so awesome. He's made a way for us to get to the Father. Hallelujah. The only one who could have did it, Jesus. Hallelujah. The only one. Oh, hallelujah. Who could have made a way out of no way. When there seemed to be no way, he made a way for us to make it into eternal life. And his word says, no man shall pluck us out of his hand. Jesus' name. We're standing on the promises of God. We're standing on what his word says about us. We love him. We love him. And he surely does love us. So we thank Jesus today. Hallelujah. I tell you, the anointing of the Lord is so strong. His presence. There's nothing like it. Nothing like it. I'm telling you, people of God, God is real. God is real. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. Ain't nothing fake about him. He is real. True and living God. Hallelujah. I give him praise. Because there's nothing I can do without him. It's all he's doing. It's him working through me to speak to your life. Give him the praise. He's my everything. He's my everything. And I pray that he is yours too. God bless you. God keep you. God make his face to shine upon you. And God be gracious unto you. And may he give you peace, people of God. Because we all need peace. Peace of mind. And the word of God, the Lord promises to give us peace of mind and of heart. So that is your portion. Don't let the devil take that from you. You deserve peace of mind and peace of heart. And you find it in Jesus. So we give him the praise, the glory, and the honor. I love you in Jesus' name. God loves you. And until next time, people of God, Lord's will, on Monday, we'll be back at our regular time. I'll tell you, the Spirit, like I told you at the beginning, the Spirit led me to come on tonight, later, We usually come on at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live on TikTok, and then proceeding the rerun at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube. This time, we're at a different time. You know, we're later on. Tonight is 10:51 p.m. right now, 10:52 p.m. right now. And then we'll have the rerun on YouTube at 12 a.m., okay? So we give Jesus the praise. God bless you, people of God. Perfect, I'm telling you. Divine timing. It was a reason, because a word from heaven was spoken to you, people of God. Okay? So, receive it. Claim it. It's yours. God has given it unto you. Don't let nobody take it from you. So, I thank God. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We have been in his presence, in his house, and we are going to continue to live in his presence. Okay? So, I'm so glad. And I just want to say to you, perfect night in Jesus' name. Perfect weekend to you in Jesus' name. And I just thank God for each and every one of you. All right. God bless you. And may the Spirit of the Lord go upon you, everyone, and everything connected to you.